I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lieutenant Lenning, there was an advisory yesterday sent out by the Erie County Sheriff's Office advising Bills fans to exercise caution when purchasing tickets on the secondary market. Feel free to explain this warning for Bills fans for the rest of the season.
So essentially, scammers are always coming up with new methods to defraud people, and this is just yet another trick that they're using. So essentially, what you want to do moving forward, especially as we get closer to the playoffs, is to make sure that you're purchasing tickets from reputable sources such as SeatGeek, Ticketmaster. If you're on, say, Facebook Marketplace, be very, very, very cognizant of who and where you're buying these tickets from, because essentially what ends up happening is you will get messages, say, on Facebook Marketplace and numerous other sites where it'll be people saying, hey, look, there was a death in the family, or I have to leave town. Something's come up. I've got to dump my tickets. And these are all most likely scams. And essentially what people are doing is, because they're tugging at your heartstrings a little bit, and people are making irrational decisions, and before you know it, you're out $500, $600, $700, $800 for tickets that don't exist.
Has there been anything that's come the sheriff's office way of anybody falling victim to one of these scams yet, or is this just sort of getting ahead of it before it happens to happen?
Yes, there was. As a matter of fact, our partners over at the Buffalo Bills did send us one scam in particular, and it revolves around that type of a scenario that I just went over with you. And through the Buffalo Bills, we want to make sure that none of the fan base falls victim to these scams.
For anybody that may be on Facebook or any of the other sites, how can one possibly spot an issue or a scam instance with these tickets?
You want to make sure that the post itself has a means of reimbursement for the tickets you're purchasing. So if you're purchasing tickets from a legitimate site, all right, there's going to be a reimbursement policy in place. So if it's a scam, there's not going to be a reimbursement policy in place, and they're just going to move on to the next person.
And this is also something that people should be advised with when it comes to other events like concerts or shows, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But Bills tickets in particular, because essentially what they're doing is they're testing the market. They're seeing if the scam is going to work. And if it's working, they're going to keep moving forward with it. They'll tweak it a little bit. They'll come up with different scenarios, and they'll keep playing it over and over and over again. It's very, very similar in nature to the individuals that are contacting random people and saying they're from the Erie County Sheriff's Department. We are not a department. We're an office. And these people are impersonating police officers, and they're asking people to take care of warrants or take care of fines, et cetera, so on and so forth.
And if anybody feels like they may have been a victim of being scammed in this way, what can they do?
You want to make sure that you contact your local law enforcement agency and at least get a complaint. If you've used your credit card, that complaint number that you receive from local law enforcement is going to be the police report, and that's going to be utilized as your bank as part of their internal investigation and for potential reimbursement.
Very good. Lieutenant Lenning, anything else you want to add that maybe we haven't touched base on with this conversation?
If you fall victim to a scam and you utilize your credit card, make sure that you cancel your credit card. Make sure that you contact the police, and make sure you move forward accordingly as you're advised to do so.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.